This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU FM. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, to kick off our weekend, there's a concert going on at the Extraco Events Center. It's going to be Cody Johnson, Kevin Fowler, and Kyle Park. And it also doubles as a fundraiser for the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo Scholarship. So if you want to see good some good music and do some good, perfect opportunity. And that's at 7 tonight.
Yes, kicking off a big weekend, and there's actually several things going on tonight.
Very busy.
Art on Elm, which is happening on Saturday, we'll talk about that in a little bit, is having their preview party tonight at 6:30. It's called Splash on the Color, and it is to help raise money for Art on Elm specifically, but also in general community goals of making art free for the public, and that's $15. It'll be at 6:30 at the Brazos Event Center, which is kind of a new venue on Elm Avenue. So that's tonight, and then also The Great Gatsby, if you didn't get to see it last weekend, it is still going on this weekend at the Waco Civic Theater.
And there's also, starting tonight, the Brazos Theater Group is continuing this kind of series of murder mystery
dinners.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. This week's theme is Murder is on the Air. So it sounds like a real good time. It's $35 and starts at 6:30. And that's going to be at 7524 Bosque. Heading into Saturday, there's quite a lot to do,
This Saturday is one of my favorite Saturdays of the year because there's a lot of things going on. One thing, if you are just crazy about running, this weekend is the Toughest in Texas Trail Runs that kick off at the Redwood Pavilion in Cameron Park. There's several runs. The longest one is 50K.
Wow.
Which, if you're not that good at the metric system, that's 31 miles. It starts at 7 o'clock, and you only have 10 hours to get it done. But then there are several other shorter races. There's a 20-mile race, a 10-mile race, and then a dinky little 5-mile race. But all of that is going on Saturday, and then there's a big hamburger dinner afterwards. So that's happening at the Redwood Pavilion in Cameron Park.
Very cool. And there's also maybe not as intense of a run, but the Methodist's Children's Home is having a 5K and 1 mile fun run. So that's happening at the Methodist Children's Home and starts at 8:30. So if you don't want to do a little trail run, but you want a fun run, it's a good option.
There you go. And then one of my favorite events that happens all year, Art on Elm, is this Saturday. It's like a neighborhood cultural arts festival that happens on Elm Street. There's all kinds of food and vendors and music, and there's a really good sort of juried art show. There's an adult version and a youth version. And just a really fun time on Elm Street, walking up and down historic Elm Avenue. And that's from 10 to 5. And then kind of in coordination with that, happening at sort of the same time from 11 to 3, is a healthy soul food cooking demonstration and health fair, which is going to take place at the multipurpose facility, also on Elm Avenue on Old Paul Quinn campus, if you know where that is. But, you know, I kind of grew up thinking healthy soul food cooking would be an oxymoron. But not anymore.
Not in this day.
We're making a change.
We're making it happen. Well, another thing we're making happen is Don't Mess with Texas Trash Off. That's also on Saturday. And it's basically time to volunteer and keep Waco beautiful. So, you know, beautification program. That starts at 10:30 a.m. at Pecan Bottoms. And, of course, that's free. It's from 11 to 2 p.m. And you'll be working to clean up areas of Pecan Bottoms and Cameron Park.
And then as we move into the evening, I remember when I was growing up, one of the most famous gospel singers was Sandy Patty. But she's actually on her farewell tour right now, and it's making a stop in Waco Saturday night at Columbus Avenue Baptist Church. Tickets are right around, the general admission is $18.50, but then there's some VIP seats that go on up to $100, but this could be one of your last opportunities to hear Sandy Patty.
And another thing going on Saturday night is a movie night in the garden. That's going to be at the Baylor Community Garden, and it's the perfect foodie movie.
Right.
Ratatouille. So that's $2 to attend, and you know, starts at 7 p.m. And they're going to also have some games and just a lot of popcorn, you know, snacks, and lots of fun stuff to accompany the movie. And the movie actually starts at 8 p.m., but you know, all the games and activities starts at 7. So that'll be a good time.
Yep. And then another fun thing that you could possibly do on Saturday night is comedian David Mann is coming to town. If you're not familiar with him, he's a kind of a Christian, good, clean, fun comic. And he will be performing at the Waco Convention Center. Tickets are $32.
And also Saturday night is Pints in the Park, which is a real fun time. You can go and get some barbecue, some craft beer, good drinks, and just have a good time. And all of that is going to support the Brazos Nights concert series, which kicked off last week, which was a lot of fun. But Pints in the Park starts Saturday at 7 p.m., and that's going to be at Brazos Parks East. So good time.
Yep. And then Sunday, we have a couple of neat things going on. One is a brand new fundraiser that Waco Community Development is kicking off this year. It's called Bonnets and Birdhouses.
Oh,
it's going to be an afternoon tea and silent auction. So wear your bonnet. And then there's going to be an auction of really unique, beautiful birdhouses that have been created and painted by local artists. So the tickets are $30, and then plus there's a auction. It'll be at the Family Health Center, Madison Cooper Clinic, first floor. Which is on Providence Drive, but really you would get there on Concord.
Right.
And then also on Sunday, hopefully it'll be beautiful weather for this, there is a gardeners gathering that's going to be at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. So all local gardeners with all their gardening stuff and paraphernalia, greenhouses, nurseries, gardening supply dealers, even like some handmade jewelry and garden decorations. Birdhouses, all kinds of things related to your garden will be at the Carlene Bright Arboretum on Sunday afternoon.
Very cool. And getting on into the week, what do we have going on, Ashley?
Well, Tuesday is probably the big night of the week this week. We have two terrific events. One of them is the Caritas Feast of Caring, which is their annual big fundraiser, and they always have a soup cook-off. So restaurants around town come and make their best soup. Costs $25 a person. You get to go try out the soups, vote on which one you like best, and then hear about all the really good stuff that Caritas is doing, and they are really booming. They have increased their work that they do considerably beyond their traditional food pantry work to, you know, helping people find jobs, and they have a new veterans ministry, and they're doing all kinds of terrific stuff.
That's wonderful. And also starting on Tuesday and continuing on Wednesday as well, Baylor Opera is presenting Man of La Mancha. So if you want to see a concert and semi-staged performance of the musical, you can do that on Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's $10, $15, and starts at 7:30 p.m. at the Waco Hippodrome. So lots of fun activities next week. And wrapping up our look at the week ahead, on Thursday is Science Thursdays at the Mayborn.
That's right.
And this week's topic is when blue water turns green.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
Well, we got to go and find out. Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, you could head down there, and, you know, the lectures are free and open to the public, but, you know, admission to the museum is not included with that. So that's from 6:30 to 8 at the Mayborn Museum on Thursday.
Yeah. And then also a couple of other neat things that are going on Thursday at the Art Center of Waco, which is on MCC campus. They are having a brush lettering class, which is calligraphy, learning how to do calligraphy. So if you are a first-time person who's interested in calligraphy, this will be a great class for you. Or if you want to work on your skills a little bit, it's $42. It starts at 6:30, and it's at the Art Center of Waco. And then another really intriguing event that's happening on Thursday is a part of, you know, this is the anniversary of the what's been known as the Waco Horror, the Jesse Washington lynching was 100 years ago. And so there have been several events to kind of think about that event in our city's history. But on Thursday night, the Community Race Relations Coalition is sponsoring a lecture from actually a Waco native. His name is Dr. William Kerrigan, and he has written a book called The Making of a Lynching Culture. And the question that he's going to talk about is really fascinating. Why ordinary people supported lynching and why some extraordinary people did not. So that should be a really interesting conversation. Yeah. It's free. It's at 5:30 at St. Albans. There is a dinner, and donations are accepted for the dinner, and they do need you to make a reservation so they know how much food to fix.
Wow. Sounds like a good talk to really kind of start thinking more about these things as we approach the anniversary.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, Ashley, it's a lot to do in the area this week. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.